The Ark, believed to be kept in Jerusalem between 587 BC and 70 AD, was never seen again. Furthermore, the Jews, who believe that the Ark will reappear after the coming of the Messiah, have been seeking it for hundreds of years. Christians are searching for it because they regard the Ark as one of the signs of the return of Prophet Jesus to earth before the Day of Judgment. The time of the First Crusade. The Christians who participated in the Crusade captured Jerusalem with terrible slaughter. Most of the soldiers who took part in the war returned home, with the exception of one group. One group of crusaders, mainly consisting of Frenchmen, remained in the region. Jerusalem was of the greatest importance to these people, who called themselves the Knight Templars. The true aim of the nine knights who founded the Templars' cult was very different to that of the other troops. They said that they wished to find remains and writings containing the essence of Judaism and the secret traditions of ancient Egypt. It is a known fact that their aim was to find the Ark. Their presence in Jerusalem after so many years was therefore an opportunity not to be missed. This was because they could now search the region as they wished and had the means to look for the Ark. The Knight Templars carried out the first recorded excavations at the Temple Mount at the time of the Crusades. The importance to the Templars of the Ark of the Covenant could clearly be seen in the historical works they left behind them. A relief drawn by them on the northern door of Chartres Cathedral, built by them in the 12th century, depicts the Ark of the Covenant being taken to an unknown destination in a carriage. And underneath this is written, "Here is hidden the Ark of the Covenant." Although the Templars obtained some information in the inquiries they conducted until the 19th century, they never found the Ark.